Have compassion for modern man. With only one life to live, he cannot feel it. A chunk of his heart has been cut away. As he confronts life's natural shocks, he cannot feel his heart's response. He can conjure anger, but is blind to his own sorrow and fear. He seldom feels joy. He is the great pretender. Embarrassed by his feelings, he presents a mask to the world, a stoic mask of what a man should be, showing the mask to friend and foe, and even to himself. He takes the secret of his tender self to the grave. He is a stranger to his own inner life. When he looks inside himself, no one's home. He is insensitive, sometimes cruel, to himself. He treats himself like a machine, a body with a job to do. Intimacy is beyond his ken. Though surrounded by people, he is lonely. Yet he strives to love in the only way he knows. Keenly aware of duty and obligation, he strives to be a good provider and protector. He spends his life in harness. He drives himself. He performs. He achieves. He believes that he must be a hero. He competes to be the best stud, husband, and father, to have the biggest house, finest team, and lowest golf score, to have the prettiest wife, finest career, smartest kids, and flashiest car. He believes that the whole world is divided into winners and losers, and that if he loses, he will be worthless, so he won't give himself a break. Tragically, his life is not his own. It's a performance for outsiders. He simply cannot see his life through his own eyes. Instead, he constantly tracks his reflection in the eyes of spectators. Like Narcissus, he is so obsessed by his reflection that he can't see the woman who loves him. And, like that Greek, mesmerized by his own image, he ignores his real needs and starves to death. Indeed, the cost of traditional masculinity is high. It destroys our health and our hearts. The state of our health. The lifespan of the average man is approximately 6 years shorter than that of the average woman. Men commit suicide at a rate 4 times that of women. 2/3 of all alcoholics are men, and 80% of those with alcohol-induced liver disease are men. Virtually all stress-related diseases, from hypertension to heart disease, are more common in men than women. Men's heart disease and cardiovascular disease death rates are about twice as high as women's prior to old age. Almost 90% of all ulcers are in men. Compared to women, twice as many men die from accidents, and 3 times as many die from homicides. Being male is the single largest risk factor for early death. Before age 50, for every 10 premature female deaths, 16 men die prematurely. If male death rates drop to the female rate, 1/3 of all male deaths under age 50 would not take place. What is the reason for this pattern of ill health? A big part of it is the traditional masculine role and the way men are taught to deal with feelings. We're trained to react to emotional stress in a way that creates significant health risks. While women relieve stress by sharing their problems with friends, men are ashamed to share and internalize the stress. As a result, men are far more likely to have premature heart attacks. In addition, macho culture encourages men to turn uncomfortable feelings into anger, which swells the number of men felled by accidents, homicides, suicides, and heart attacks. The male ritual of using alcohol and drugs to drown feelings just adds to the damage. A recent study in the American Journal of Public Health concludes that the modern concept of masculinity is helping to kill men. What are the factors for the higher rates of morbidity and mortality among men? Beliefs about masculinity and manhood play a role. Men are socialized to project strength, individuality, autonomy, dominance, stoicism, and physical aggression, and to avoid demonstrations of emotions or vulnerability that could be construed as weakness. These cultural orientations combine to increase health risks. Other studies have confirmed it. The masculine role is a hazard to men's health.